Presents.
His voice broke some of the biggest stories of the 20th century, and we lost him this week, 18 years ago.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is a special bulletin read by John Snagg. D-Day has come. Early this morning, the Allies began the assault on the northwestern face of Hitler's European fortress.
The voice of John Snagg, who died this week in 1996, aged 92. And it was this same week, but in 1949, that John commentated famously on the boat race.
And coming into rail fighting finish, that both crews obviously had the most grueling race, one of the greatest races that had ever been, boat races ever had. And the perfect conditions too. Oxford in the lead, I think. I don't know, but I think. It's almost neck and neck. It's level, I should think. I'm not quite sure. It must be level. Cambridge picking up the stroke. I think Cambridge are ahead. I don't know who's ahead. It's either Oxford or Cambridge.
In memory of John Snagg, who began his career almost as radio began.
It was only started in October, and I went up in December. So it wasn't a regular station. It was just a new one. The boss, J.C. Clark, I think he'd been at Liverpool for 3 months or something, and he was sent down to go and start up this station at Stoke-on-Trent. And, of course, there weren't any listeners. It was a tiny, tiny little transmitter, 200 watts. The aerial was tied to a factory chimney, and it had four engineers, J.C. Clark, station director, and myself as his assistant, and I knew nothing, and he knew very little more than I did, about broadcasting.
John was maybe just old enough to have appeared on WEAF, the first radio station in New York, which launched this week 92 years ago.
WEAF, New York.
The station was owned by AT&T Western Electric and became the foundation for NBC. Ah, those famous chimes, the influence for so many radio call signs around the world. The 1970s now, and this week, 36 years ago, we heard the last Radio 1 chart hosted by this chap.
Heatwave and the Groove Line were Odyssey down from 6 to...
Number 13.
What a great voice. The actor who did the Radio 1 chart for 6 years, Tom Brown. Is it really 20 years since this powerhouse of a radio station began?
Good morning. Welcome to a new network, Radio 5 Live, news and sport from the BBC, 24 hours a day. It's 5 o'clock on Monday, the 28th of March. I'm Jane Garvey, and this is Morning Reports. The news headlines, 30 are dead in tornado...
The start of 5 Live this week in 1994. Happy birthday.
This is 5 Live on 909 and 693 medium wave. News and sport from the BBC.
5 Live launched after the original Radio 5 closed after just 3.5 years on air, and that had been a format of sport, educational and children's programmes. And it's exactly 50 years this week since another children's flagship was dismantled. The BBC ended Children's Hour, which had been latterly renamed For the Young.
This is the BBC Home Service. Hello, children everywhere. This is one of the most important days in the history of Children's Hour. Some time ago, we were honoured by the visit to the studio of the King and Queen with Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret during the broadcast of a Toy Town programme. Today, Princess Elizabeth is herself to take part in the Children's Hour and speak to the children of the Empire at home and overseas.
Farewell Children's Hour this week in 1964. And I wonder if nowadays they'd actually get away with axing that once Twitter got hold of the issue. Hashtag Children's Hour. Some more stations closed this week 5 years ago. We waved a farewell to names like 210, Fox, GWR, Orchard, Gemini and Plymouth Sound. The Heart brand arrived on 11 more stations.
10.
Songs for everyone. For everyone. Everyone's coming.
5.
Heart is here.
It's 2 years now since the BRMB, Beacon, Mercia and Wyvern brands in the Midlands made way for a future as free radio.
Really?
It must be the time of year, really, for brand changes. This week in 1990, BBC GLR changed its name to BBC London Live. And this week in 2007, GMG rebranded the three stations it had bought from Saga, and they became Smooth. This week in 1967, the Postmaster General stood up to announce the names of the next four BBC local radio stations. They were to be in Brighton, Nottingham, Stoke, and Manchester, although Manchester subsequently withdrew. A farewell now. This week, 13 years ago, Muriel Young died. Muriel was the first female ITV announcer and one of the first few female disc jockeys on Radio Luxembourg.
But I had to do all my programmes in England, so these programmes were recorded and flown out.
People thought you were in Luxembourg, didn't they?
I think they did. It was a big bluff, really.
Muriel Young. And finally, do we really need an excuse to play this?
The award-winning screenwriter Abby Mann has died at the age of 80. He won an Academy Award in 1961 for Judgment at Nuremberg. Abby Mann also won several Emmys, including one in 1973 for a film which featured a...
Charlotte Green corpsing on the Today programme this week 6 years ago, and it'll never be forgotten. You can't stop smiling when you listen to it, can you? So, with Paul Burnett starting with Radio 1 this week 40 years ago.
Paul
Burnett! Beacon going round the clock this week 36 years ago. And the Peacock Report this week, 29 years ago, suggesting that BBC Radio 1 and 2 should be privatised. Those are this week's Radio Moments.